A couple of New York City musicians spent time at a rural chamber music retreat in the early months of the pandemic. What they didn't expect to find was a thriving dance scene that made them want to make different music. And their original two-week stay turned into 3 months. John Kalish has the story.
In June 2020, clarinetist David Krakauer and pianist Kathleen Tagg arrived at a farm in upstate New York for a chamber music residency, thanks to the nonprofit arts group Hill & Hollow Music. Their host, it turned out, was an avid folk dancer.
One of the things that I was missing and that I complained about was that the dances had all been canceled.
Angela Brown is director of Hill & Hollow Music.
So, you know, I talked about this with David and Kathy, and I think they were kind of fascinated that the thriving dance culture exists here in the Adirondacks.
When we were up in the North Country, in that atmosphere, the seeds got planted in our head.
Clarinetist David Krakauer.
Oh, this is very interesting. There is this little doorway here.
That doorway led to an album based on recognizable dance forms, including a hornpipe tune. A hornpipe is both a dance and music form that dates back to the 16th century in the British Isles. Krakauer and Tagg's new band is called Mazel Tov Cocktail Party, and the music for its debut album was written during their chamber music residency. The goal was to create a musical celebration of diversity by including a polka, a square dance, a Jewish hora, and this calypso track. The band's vocalist is a Black French-Canadian soul singer and rapper known as Sarah M.K. Percussionist Martin Shamanpour is an Iranian immigrant. In addition to Krakauer and Tagg, the band is rounded out by jazz bassist Jerome Harris and Yoshi Fruchter, an Orthodox Jew who plays a mean funk guitar.
We invite people to come as they are and try to make a place for that within a very, very diverse and unexpected band who you would not expect to be playing a square dance or a polka.
Co-founder Kathleen Tagg says being yourself in a band like this is key.
We're not asking them to be something that they're not. So we're not going to try and make a square dance that sounds like we are inside a square dancers ourselves, because we're not.
Check it, hold it down on the floor, tip, tip, toe until we move some more. Step to the front, everyone in line. Lend a hand if you want to have a good time. Oh my, it's quite the party. Get on the good foot, follow Crappy.
Krakauer's klezmer-infused clarinet playing is the musical thread that runs through these tunes inspired by calypso, polka, and hornpipe music. Combining klezmer with other ethnic dance music has a long history, says Frank London, a member of the Grammy Award-winning band The Klezmatics.
Klezmer musicians have always played a mixture of so-called Jewish particular dances like the bulgar or the sher, and co-territorial dances, the polka mazurkas and waltzes and all these other dances of our neighbors. That's part of the tradition.
The initial recordings for Mazel Tov Cocktail Party's album were done remotely, so it was only after several months that everyone in the band met each other and performed together for the first time in the Adirondack Mountains last summer. Bass player Jerome Harris.
We've been seeing each other on Zoom meetings and seeing each other on these music video pieces. So finally, we all got together. It was really quite a rich musical homecoming.
The Mazel Tov Cocktail Party project was conceived in response to the climate of polarization and negativity we live in. Co-founder David Krakauer says that in the process of spreading some musical joy, he hopes the band will remind audiences of our common humanity.
We just found that it was so important to put this message across of empathy and a deeper understanding of the other. I think we all need that reminder.
Mazel Tov Cocktail Party recently finished a tour of France. The band will return to Europe for a tour in August. For NPR News, I'm John Kalish in New York.